I need to feel your presence. I need to know your power. Fill me now with more of you. Oh, I need to see your glory. I wanna know your will. So would you please come and fill this place? 'Cause I need fresh oil from you. Cover my life with your dew. Rain down refreshing on you from above. I need your presence today. Please come and show me the way. Shower down your rain upon me. Make me more and more like Jesus. I need to know your presence. I need to know your power. Fill me now with more of you. Oh, I need to see your glory. I wanna know your will. So would you please, Lord, come and fill this place? 'Cause I need fresh oil from you. Cover my life with your dew. Rain down refreshing anew from above. I need your presence today. Please come and show me the way. Shower down your rain upon me. Make me more and more like Jesus Christ. Have your way in me, so that the world may see that you are the potter. I am just the clay. So mold me and shape me completely to what you want me to be, and I'll be changed from glory into glory. 'Cause I need fresh oil from you. Cover my life with your dew. Rain down refreshing anew from above. Presence today, please come and show me the way. Shower down your rain upon me. Make me more and more like Jesus Christ. I need fresh oil from you. Cover my life with your dew. Rain down refreshing anew, let it flow from above. I need your presence today. Please come and show me the way. Shower down your rain upon me. Make me more and more like Jesus Christ. Shower down your rain upon me. Make me more and more like Jesus Christ. Shower down your rain upon me. Make me more and more like Jesus Christ.
Oh, come on, put your hands together for the song ministration. Hallelujah. Wow. If you are excited as I am, and you are happy as I am, with a shout of praise, let us welcome Bishop Ishmael Nana Fasusa. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes.
My gracious Redeemer, my Savior, art thou. If ever I love you, my Jesus,
lift up your hands and sing together. My gracious Redeemer,
my gracious,
my gracious Redeemer,
my Savior, art thou. If ever I love you, my Jesus.
Once again, we want to thank you, Father, for this evening. We thank you for gathering us here tonight. We thank you for blessing us with the presence of your Spirit. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. Let the will of God be done in our midst tonight. Let none live the same as he or she came tonight. We thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory in the name of Jesus. And let all the saints shout amen.
Amen.
Shout amen again. Hallelujah. Flowing with the Spirit as spirituals. Hallelujah. You need to be spiritual to be able to flow with the Spirit. Hallelujah. That is why you got to understand that you don't have to be ignorant of the spirituals. Don't have to be ignorant of the spirituals. And you need to know that you are also a spiritual being. Don't have to be ignorant and know that you are a spiritual being. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 5 verse 16. Say, this I say then, walk in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit. Be spiritual. Tell your friend, be spiritual. Walk in the Spirit. And you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And if you like, you will not do things in a carnal way. When you walk in the Spirit, you will not do things in a carnal way. You accept things the way spiritual people understand things. You accept and understand things the way spiritual people accept and understand things. Hallelujah. If you go to 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 3. Say, for though we walk in the flesh. How many of you here walk in the flesh? Yeah. I mean, we are all flesh. That this one is the proper flesh as we walk in the flesh. Do you get it? For though we walk in the flesh, we are still expected to be spiritual. Though we walk in the flesh, as we are sitting there, we are all flesh. Do you get it? But we are still expected to walk in the spiritual. That is why the Bible says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. That means we don't do things like the worldly people do, or as it is done in the world. We don't do things like that. Even though we are in the flesh, as we are sitting here, we are in the flesh. You get it? But we don't have to behave as if we are in the flesh. We are also what? Spirituals. So the way you understand things, even as I'm preaching, will be different from someone who is not in the spirit. Hallelujah. The Bible says, for the weapons of our warfare are not what? Are not of the flesh. Hallelujah. The King James said that are not carnal. The weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but divinely powerful. Divinely what? Powerful. Church, we have some powers that you have no idea of. If you are working with an ordinary person and you go for an interview for a job, you must know that you are different. Though you entered together as in the flesh, you get it? You are not the flesh. You are different from that person. You have a weapon that is powerful. Hallelujah. Through God. And that weapon is able to destroy things. He said, powerful for the destruction of fortresses. Fortresses. Heavy things. Problems. Hallelujah. So that is how we have to be spiritual. And then use our weapons, which are spiritual. Amen. Amen. You will see that, look, in this world, there are many things are spiritual. Many things. Unbelievers have spiritual ways. And we believers who have our own ways, which is also spiritual. Don't forget, the devil is also a spirit. And God is also a spirit. So unbelievers also can walk in spirit. They also walk in the spirit. They walk in the spirit by going to do things. One day an unbeliever woman wanted to get married. And she walked in the spirit. Yes, she went to see somebody. And she gave her something, the thing I use for your eyebrows. What do you call it? Eyebrow pencil. Eyebrow pencil. And the spiritualist told him, hey, you just use it and go and see the man. When the man sees your face, hey, and truly too, when the man saw her face, the man was electrified. So she walked as a spiritual person, but in another realm, the man left his wife, went to live with a woman. One day, but the wife didn't stop praying. The wife also continued to walk in the spirit. One day, the man was sleeping on the bed with this other walking in the spirit woman. And then suddenly he woke up in the middle of the night. They said, ah, where am I sleeping? Where is my wife? Then he got up from the place and went to his wife, and that was the end of seeing that woman. Hallelujah. So then you see that power past power. But she was walking in the spiritual. So if you are a believer and you don't walk in the spirit, unbelievers are already walking in the spirit. And those who walk in the spirit, they see. One day I was going to take a car. And I saw this old man. He was also coming to board the bus. And so we all stepped on the first step at the same time. Then he looked at me. He said, young man. And I looked at him. And then he had this towel on his neck and he has a thing so he can know where he's coming from. So I said, young man. He said, young man. Then I looked at him. He said, there is fire on your forehead. I said, wow. Me, I didn't see any fire. But I said, there's fire on your forehead. And when I sat, I realized that this was this type of, you know, fetish. He was walking in the spirit. But he saw another person who was also what? Walking in the Spirit. Hey! From today, when they visit you, they will see that you too, you have some fire around you. Hey! Say, there is fire on your forehead. And many of you don't know, when you walk around, there are angels and fire and things around you. You don't see it, but they are around you. You don't see it. Amen. You don't see, but they are around you. Hallelujah. So a lot of things are spiritual. A lot of things are spiritual. Even marriage is spiritual. Marriage is spiritual. That is why it does not make sense sometimes when you see how some people are married and some people are not married. You don't understand. I mean, one day I saw a lady who was married, and the husband was following her, and the husband was very happy following her. And as I looked at the lady, I said, wow, everything about the lady was disproportionately proportional. Hey! The head was different, everything was different, but the man, I don't know what he saw. You get it? I don't know what he saw, but the man saw the woman and married her. Meanwhile, the beautiful ones were still there. They were not married. And then you see that there must be something behind this. There must be something. So everything is spiritual. This lady, she was believing God to get married. And she has waited 37 years. 37 years. But if you are 37 years, you are still young, you'll get married soon. 37 years. And very active and faithful in church. Then one day, that's why whatever happens, stay in church. Do you get it? Whatever happens, stay in church. Don't go nowhere. And so, she was still in church, and a man of God came to preach in the church. When he was preaching, I think it was time for offering or something. And then she was coming from the back to give an offering. The man's face changed. The pastor who was preaching, his face changed. So I was looking at him, his face changed like that. Meanwhile, the lady was coming. And the lady put in the offering. But before the lady was saying, no, don't go, stay. So he asked the pastor, who is this lady? The pastor told him about the lady. He said, wow, one of the faithful sisters. He said, do you know what I saw when the lady was coming? He said, from the back, I saw a monkey. A monkey coming from the back. You see, you and I will agree with me that if we are going to Akosombo and you saw the monkeys on the way, it will not be anything to you. Do you get it? But to see a monkey in church coming to give an offering, and then this monkey has dressed with lipstick and shoes. No, that one will scare everybody around the person. So the lady came. And the pastor realized, no, this one is a spirit. So the pastor prayed for her. You won't believe it. Within that month, a gentleman from Canada. What he was doing was that because he was learning, he didn't have time to propose to any woman. So he has learned and done his, I think, 2 PhDs. So it's now that he was coming to Ghana. So when he came, I think the following week, then he told the, because he was in the church and he left. So he said, pastor, now that I've come, who would you recommend that I marry? And you know who the pastor recommended that he marries? Said, this woman. Hey! And then the man married the woman, and the last time, I did this many years ago, they were very happily married. Hallelujah. But until the spirit was removed and dealt with, that thing was still there. Hallelujah. That is why I said, look, as a spiritual person, as a Christian, don't take anything for granted. And know that everything is spiritual. And you should be spiritual. Hallelujah. You should be spiritual. And as long as you walk in the spirit, you have a weapon. You have a weapon that is able to deal with. You see, walking in the spirit as a Christian gives us an advantage. Yes. Gives us an advantage here on earth. Hallelujah. So we realize that we have to be spiritual. And you cannot be spiritual without knowing the Holy Spirit. Without knowing the Holy Spirit. So we got to know about the Holy Spirit. Is that not so? We got to know about the Holy Spirit. Jesus himself said that, I tell you the truth, that it is expedient that I go away. Otherwise the helper will not come to you. So yesterday we got to know that the Holy Spirit is our helper. Amen. Even Jesus asked us to pray for the Spirit. Do you remember? He said, if you who are evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will not God give you the Spirit? Do you get it? When you ask. It means that the Spirit is so vital and important to us that it is likened to bread. Without bread, you can't live. Without bread, you can't live. So Jesus is trying to tell us that for us as Christians, without the Spirit, we can't do anything. That's why God will never withhold the Spirit from you anytime you ask. He will never. He said, how can a father withhold bread from a child? It means you want the child to die. So if God doesn't give you the Spirit, if he doesn't want you to live, hallelujah. Remember yesterday how the skeletons came to life? Just by the Spirit. Hallelujah. So we need to know the Holy Spirit. And then after knowing the Holy Spirit, we also need to know how to flow with him. You see, so we don't need to only live in the Spirit. We have to walk in the Spirit. Walk with the Spirit. Hallelujah. But how can you walk with the Spirit if you don't know the Spirit? You don't know his ways. You don't know the Spirit and you don't know his ways. How can you? How can you? So today, as we continue to walk as spirituals and to know the Holy Spirit and to walk with him, we are going to know one of the ways that we can walk with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. That the Holy Spirit can help us and the Holy Spirit can benefit us. To know the Holy Spirit and to flow the Holy Spirit, you also have to understand that in the Bible, there are certain symbols and certain things that are used. You get it? That are used to stand for the Holy Spirit. They are used as symbols of the Holy Spirit. They are used to describe who the Holy Spirit is and how to flow the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And many things are like that. They call it the law of first mention. Like for instance, in the Bible, Satan in Genesis was seen as the serpent. Is that not so? The same serpent continued in the Bible till Revelations when he became a dragon. So he didn't change. As he was described as the serpent, his ways and everything became like the serpent till in Revelation he was still described as the old serpent. Hallelujah. So when something is mentioned first in association with anything, often that is what describes the way the person will be till the end. Hallelujah. That's what describes the person till the end. And so in the Bible, there are ways that the Holy Spirit is described. And there are some things that are used to stand for the Holy Spirit. And you need to know and understand so that you can flow with the Spirit. Hallelujah. Now, one of the things that the Holy Spirit is likened to is oil. Oil. Anointing oil. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost. That anointing, many times in the Bible, is described as oil. It's known as the oil Hallelujah. And if you know the importance of the oil, as we go through this fresh oil conference, fresh oil convention, and you flow with the oil, you will see how your life is going to be bettered. You will see that help is going to come to you. When the oil comes, I say that difficult thing becomes so easy. So easy to do. Hallelujah. That is why the Holy Spirit is described as oil. Amen. In Mark chapter 6, you will see that Jesus himself spoke to them about the oil. Verse 7. And he called unto him the 12 and began to send them forth two by two, and gave them power over unclean spirits. Look, every Christian has power over unclean spirits. You didn't hear that. I said every Christian has power over unclean spirit. From today, no spirit will torment you again in Jesus' name. He gave them power over unclean spirit. Verse 12. And they went out and preached that men should repent. And then verse 13. And they cast out many devils. And then did what? Anointed with oil many that were sick and healed them. They anointed with oil. They anointed. There must be something in the oil. There must be something in the oil. That they anointed with the oil, and the people were healed. Hallelujah. If you look at James chapter 5, verse 14, he said, is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil. Anointing him with what? Oil or oil? If you are fine to say oil. Anointing with oil. Hallelujah. So here too, you see that the Bible is mentioning oil or oil. So that you see that there is something in the oil. And tonight, whatever is in that oil is also going to work for you. In the name of Jesus. He said, anoint them with oil. Hallelujah. And then you get to know that this oil business started in the Old Testament. God purposely spoke to them about the oil. God purposely spoke to them about the oil. Hallelujah. Do you have some spiritual people here tonight? Wow, you are living here blessed in Jesus' name. If you look at Exodus chapter 30, Bible says from verse 22, moreover, the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, take thou also unto thee principal spices of pure myrrh, 500 shekels, and of sweet cinnamon half so much, even 250 shekels, and sweet calamus, 250 shekels, and cassia, 500 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, and of what? Olive oil in hin. Of olive oil and hin. And thou shalt make it an oil of holy ointment. Thou shalt make it an oil of holy ointment. I'm already feeling the presence of God here. An ointment compound after the art of the apothecary. It shall be an holy anointing oil. God says it shall be what? An holy anointing oil. And thou shalt anoint the tabernacle of the congregation therewith, and the ark of the testimony, and the table and all the vessels, and the candlesticks and his vessels, and the altar of incense, and the altar of burnt offering with all his vessels, and the laver and his foot. And thou shalt sanctify them, that they may be most holy. Whatsoever toucheth them shall be holy. And thou shalt anoint Aaron and his sons, and consecrate them, that they may minister unto me in the priest's office. He wanted to make priests, and say, make the oil and anoint them. And thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel, saying, this shall be an holy anointing oil. Hallelujah. Unto me, throughout your generation, this shall be what? Holy anointing oil. Unto me throughout your generation. And listen to 33b. Upon man's flesh. Upon man's flesh. It shall be poured. Hallelujah. So the oil shall be poured upon everybody. And that is the holy oil. In the Old Testament. Then you realize that Moses did it. Moses fulfilled this commandment in Leviticus chapter 8, verse 10. Leviticus 8, 10. But said, then Moses took the anointing oil and anointed the tabernacle and all that was in it and sanctified them. He sprinkled some of it on the altar 7 times, anointed the altar and all its utensils and the laver and its base to sanctify them. And he poured some of the anointing oil on Aaron's head and anointed him to sanctify him. Now, what does it mean? You have to now start asking yourself that what is in the oil? What is it about the oil that you have to put it on this person, put it on this person, put on, what is it going to achieve? What is it going to achieve? What is it about the oil? And you see in 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 1. And the Lord said unto Samuel, how long will thou mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill thine horn with what? Fill thy horn with what? And go, I will send thee to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons. So God was about to make a king. And he said, as you are going, fill thy horn with oil. Not take money. Not take car. Not take a horse. Fill your horn with oil. And then in verse 13, then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. Hallelujah. Samuel took the oil and anointed David in the midst of his brethren. And what happened? And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. Tonight you shall be anointed with oil. And what is going to happen is that the Spirit of the Lord is going to come upon you. What it means is that one of the ways the Spirit of God can come on you is when you are anointed with oil. When you are anointed with oil. Hallelujah. The Spirit, see, this oil business, this oil is a serious business. But you see, if you are not spiritual, and you are not somebody who walks in the spirit, you will take it as an ordinary thing. But a king was about to be made, and God said, take oil and go and put it on him. Tonight, kings are being made here in the name of Jesus. You are the next person among your family who is going to stand out. You are going to stand out. Because whatever is in the oil is going to work for you tonight. 1 Kings 1:39. 1 Kings 1:39. Another king. And Zadok the priest took an horn of oil out of the tabernacle and anointed Solomon. When Solomon was also going to be made a king, they anointed him with oil and they blew the trumpet, and all the people said, God save the king. Hallelujah. So what it means is that there is something in the oil that when you receive it as a spiritual being, the help that will come to you, you have no idea. That thing will cause the spirit. And when the spirit comes on you, what will happen? As the Bible says, can these bones live? When the spirit comes on you, then dead things and things that are not working and problems and things you have cried about and things you have even given up on, suddenly they start working. Hallelujah. They start working. Because when the oil comes on you, the spirit also comes upon you. Hallelujah. The spirit also comes upon you. And when the oil stays fresh always, then you can imagine you're always going to be fresh. Hallelujah. So let me tell you, so there is oil which represents the spirit. And as spirituals, if somebody wants to be made a king in the realm of the flesh, they have the things they do. Do you get it? But as far as we are concerned, what can make us kings? What can give us breakthrough? What can make life come into dead bones is the spirit. And we know that one of the ways the spirit comes on us is when we are anointed with oil. We know. Hallelujah. And tonight we are here for the spirit, isn't it? We are here to receive the spirit. If the spirit is coming through the oil, let it come in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let's go again to 1 Samuel chapter 10. Hey, Holy Spirit. 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 1. The Bible says, then Samuel took a vial of oil and poured upon his head and kissed him. Poured upon and kissed and said, is it not because the Lord has anointed thee to be captain over his inheritance? Now he anoints him with oil and he says, is it not because, you see, he poured oil on you. He said, is it not because the Lord has anointed you? It means the oil is synonymous with anointing. And the anointing is the Holy Spirit. So if you need the Holy Spirit, and the anointing oil is there, and the anointing oil is poured on you, and you are spiritual, and you accept and you believe, all that means is that you are getting the Holy Spirit. And you are getting help. You are getting the breath of life that can make things work again. Hallelujah. That can make things work again. Verse 2. Then after he anointed him, he said, when thou art departed from me today, when thou art departed from me today, then thou shalt find two men by Rachel's sepulchre. in the border of Benjamin at Zelza. And they will say unto thee, the asses which thou wentest to seek are found. You see, Saul was sent to go and look for lost asses, his father's goats and sheep. He was sent to go and look for them. But something has happened to him as he was looking for the asses. Something had now happened to him. Life is going to change after that time. Hallelujah. Life was going to change. You know, it takes just a moment. It takes just a day. It takes just a minute. And life will change forever. Saul's life was about to change. It was going to change in the fact that he has met someone who had given him thousands of dollars. You know, some of you, when you come to church and pastor prophesies, he said, look, God is going to bless you. You are going to be a millionaire. You are thinking about how the millions will come. But I want you to know that sometimes just something that you need for the millions to come, that is what you need. You need something for the millions to come. That thing that you need. So Saul just met this man and he poured oil on his head and kissed him. Hey! And he said, as you are going now, you meet people, they will tell you, look, you see, when the oil is poured on you, whatever you have lost will even come back to you. You will not waste time again. You will not walk aimlessly again. He said, you are sent to go and look for asses. But you will meet people who will tell you, hallelujah. They will tell you that, look, no, thy father had left even the care of the asses. But what you are going to look for has been found. And some of what you are looking for, that doesn't make you come to church. It has already been found. As soon as you were anointed, boom! Everything you were looking for was found. You see, the thing had been found, but he didn't know. Do you see that? It had been found, but he didn't know. But by the anointing and by the oil, he is being told that it has been found. Hallelujah. You see, when God's anointing comes on you, usually you don't even have to see, but believe. You don't have to see, believe. When Hannah prayed in the temple, she was praying. And when she finished, Eli told her, your prayer has been answered. And Bible said her countenance changed. It means that she went in with a problem and she was crying. She prayed till she couldn't even talk. The priest took her to be drunk, which means that she was really praying. And within a matter of seconds, the priest just mentioned that, oh, don't worry, your prayer has been answered. Suddenly her face changed and started smiling. He said, ah, this lady entered into this temple crying. Suddenly she's smiling. What has happened? And that is going to be your story. Many of you who saw you crying some time ago, they shall see you smiling, they shall see you happy, and they will not understand. They will not understand. They will not understand. But you would agree with me. See, the priest told her, your prayer has been answered. You would agree with me that what Hannah was looking for, it was not going to take just a prayer has been answered for it to happen. There were certain things she had to do for her to be pregnant. You and I will agree that pregnancy doesn't come by reading newspapers. Neither does it come by praying. Hallelujah. It comes by coming. Hallelujah. But even though it was going to take 9 months, 9 months for the prophecy to be realized, but because of the anointing, when she was told, she believed and she was happy. Hallelujah. You see, if you are a spiritual person, you don't need to see that this year is your year. You don't need to see any evidence. You don't need to see that this is the year you two, you are going to open that door and come in with your husband and come and stand here for the husband to say, do you take this man to be your lawfully wedded husband? You don't need, you just need to what? Believe and accept it. You just need to believe and accept it. But there are many people, look, hey, Hannah's problem is worse than yours. Hey, pastor, what you are talking about, you don't know me. Every year I believed and say it has not happened. Look, stop that rough. Be serious. Be serious and start becoming spiritual. Be serious and start becoming spiritual. The king told him. It's almost like that it has been found. What you are looking for? Saul could have said, if it had been found, give me proof that it had been found. But see, when the oil is on you, you don't need proof. You don't need proof. You just need to believe. Because faith is the substance of things hoped for. Evidence of things not seen. Evidence. So when they told him that the assets have been found, he didn't say, give me proof. He didn't say anything. Hallelujah. He said, look, your father is now even worried for you and sorrowed for you, saying, what shall I do for my son? Then shall thou go on forward from thence, and thou shalt come to the plain of Tabor, and there shall meet thee three men going up to Bethel, one carrying three kids, and another carrying three loaves of bread, and another carrying a bottle of wine. Hey, when the anointing comes, people will supply your needs for you. Hey! People you don't know from anywhere, will meet you and supply your needs for you. I know a brother. He went somewhere. He went abroad to go and believe God. And he was believing God for purpose. One day, he was walking on the street of a country abroad. And then he met somebody, a Catholic priest. And then the Catholic priest met him and said, ah, how are you? You have not been coming to church. It's a long time since I saw you in church. The priest said, no, I have not been to your church before. I don't go to church. And the priest said, are you not so and so? He mentioned and said, yes, I am. But I don't know you. He said, oh, I know you. The person, I don't know you. He said, I know you. Okay. He said, look, follow me. And this person took this brother to where they do whatever they do for them to have their papers. Within about 3 weeks, he had his papers, everything to stay in that place. And I asked him, so did you go and look for the person? He said, you won't believe it. After the man took me to that office and he left, I have never seen him again. I have never heard of him again. He has never made any attempt to come to me again. Look, when God says he will provide people for your life, he knows how he is going to provide the people for your life. Just, you see, as for you, stop worrying. He said, you shall meet them. They are carrying what you are looking for. Hey, if God, you see, this brother who was doing his master somewhere, God was just keeping him for that lady. That's what God was doing. But she didn't know. Hallelujah. He said, you shall meet them. Which? He said, you shall meet them. One carrying this, another carrying this, and they will salute thee and give you two loaves of bread, which thou shalt receive from their hands. Hey! You see, what has happened? What has happened here, I want you to know, is that the person has been anointed with oil. And it's after the anointing of the oil that all this thing is happening. That's why I'm trying to let you know there is something in the oil. And that something is going to work for you tonight. There's something. He said that they will salute you. Some of you, the only person who gives you any respect is yourself. Nobody respects you. But there is something in the anointing that will come upon your life today. And everybody who disrespects you shall start respecting you in the name of Jesus. People don't, they don't mind you. They don't mind you. They don't want to have anything to do with you. If you are talking about any serious things and they want serious people to come, you are not the one they will call. But the oil will change everything in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He said they will give it to you. And when they give to you, you shall receive it out of their hands. Hallelujah. That is why if you are an anointed person and somebody is giving you a gift, you should receive it. It is one part of the anointing. And two, for the good of the person who is giving to you. Hallelujah. So when they give to you, receive it. And say, God bless you. The other day, somebody came with a fat envelope and came to give to you. And the person who was giving, just said, you rather need this thing. So the person said, I wanted the person to finish. And I said, they take it back. So I think the person actually realized that that's what I wanted to do. So as soon as he finished, I was going to open my mouth. I know what you are going to say. Don't say, please, 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 take it. Take it. And I said, wow. And I realized that I need to take it. Because there is something about the oil on my life. That if I don't take it, she will not receive something. I myself, I don't know what it is, but as I take it, she'll be blessed. Hallelujah. There is something. I used to have a program Easter, those days on Easter, I called it Something in the Blood. There is something in the blood. Bibi Womujenum. I didn't know what it was, but I know that there is something in the blood. Hey! He said that, take it out of their hands. And after that, thou shalt come to the hill of God. Where is the garrison of the Philistines? All this are happening because of the anointing oil. Don't forget. So I'm describing to you that this man who went out, he was sent by his father. Do you get it? And you agree with me that at a certain point, if your father can send you to go and look for lost asses, he can show the kind of person you are at home. How many of you agree with me like that? I mean, if you are a grown up and your father can call you and say, look, my goats are missing. You get this? So go and look for the goats for me. You know the kind of person you are. Do you get it? And then, especially if you go and you don't find them when you are going home. It's like your uselessness have gone beyond even common goats. You can't find them. What else can be done with you? Even goats, you can't find them. Even goats, you cannot find them. What else can be done with you? You get it? But this is the personal. Now he has been anointed with oil, so he's not the same. He's not the same. Often we use this thing concerning unbelievers become believers, that henceforth know ye no man after the flesh. But let us up it, if you like. Let us take it more into the realm of the spirit and know that henceforth, if anybody is anointed, see him or her differently. See him or her differently. Hallelujah. So the Bible says, after that, thou shalt come to the hill of God. Where is the garrison of the Philistines? And it shall come to pass. It shall come to pass. Hallelujah. And it shall come to pass. When thou art come thither to the city, that thou shalt meet a company of prophets coming down from the high place with a psaltery and a tabret and a pipe and a harp. before them, and they shall prophesy. Hallelujah. And they shall prophesy. Verse 6. And the Spirit of the Lord will come upon thee. And the what? And the what? The Spirit of the Lord will come upon thee. Hey! How many of you want the Spirit of God to come upon you? When the Spirit of God comes on you, many things will happen. Hey! Charlie, the anointing can do things. The anointing, when it comes upon you, it makes impossible things possible. Look, how many of you here think that there is something about your life that God cannot do and that you have given up? You are the reason for the anointing. Shout at me, somebody. When the anointing is there, the oil, the anointing. When the anointing, he said, and the Spirit of the Lord will come upon thee. So if you know you want the Spirit, now you are seeing one of the ways that the Spirit can come on you as a spiritual person. One of the ways. And when the Spirit comes, when the anointing is there, it doesn't take, things that they say is not possible. Look at the woman with issue of blood. Several years, she's been to doctors. That doctor, my here. Ghana, everything is my here. We cannot see my abdomen, this is my here. And the doctors have done everything. Till she met anointing. Hallelujah. One day, I went to church. During the weekday, a lady was praying in the church. When I saw the lady praying, then I remembered that she had been married for some time, but she wasn't having a baby. So I called her and I said, this Sunday, come and see me with your husband. The Sunday she came, I saw that she came, but by the time I came out, she had left. So I saw her again the following Sunday. I said, but I told you to come and see me with your husband. He said, we waited and waited and waited. You didn't come, so went. I said, look, I got so angry. He said, don't do that again. When you are coming to see the man of God, I said, what do you think I was doing in there? So she came again. This time, fortunately for her, before I enter, he said, what, those of you go and see your pastor and your bishop and you are in a hurry to go anywhere, please take your time. Do you get it? Take your time. The thing that you are in a hurry to go and get, just one word from the man of God will make the thing even come running to you. You will not even get there. The things will come running. So take your time. You have waited for how many years? You were married for 8 years, isn't it? You have waited for how 8 years? Just 2 more hours to wait. If you went to see the doctor and said, wait, you would have waited. But because you are not spiritual, you couldn't see that the person has asked you to wait. There is something around that is about to help you. But you are not spiritual. So you can't wait. But fortunately, as they came, before I entered the office, I just made, I said, look, 6 months from now, you will miss your period. 6 months from now. The other time, just last 2 months or so, they came to dedicate their baby. Exactly as I said. In fact, last year into this year has been like that. Married people who were looking for baby, it has been very common now. Do you get it? Yes, come on. Another brother, you see, the oil. There is something. When the oil comes. When the oil pours, then the Holy Spirit comes. And then the Holy Spirit comes. Even dead bones. Flesh will come. Hey! Wombs receive babies. This brother and his wife, they went, they've been looking for a child. And then one day, and then they went to hospital. They have gone to do artificial, whatever. They spend a lot of money and it doesn't work. So one day, the brother's mother came to see me and told me that, please, is it possible that my son can go and see this prophet? I said, oh, why? He said, because they have been around for long and they don't have a child. So I grew wild. And I said, what you are telling me is some way. So I, in fact, that day, myself came. And I said, look, you see, because sometimes if you don't take time, people who are not spiritual can easily spoil spiritual things. Because see, any time I saw this, I knew that God was going to do a miracle. I just knew it. So after she said that, they went for another procedure. And then the baby got spoiled again. So he said, the doctor said we should come and see them again. But this time they will even reduce the price and all of it because they've spent a lot of money. When they told me, I just told her that you will not go there for any procedure. The next time you go, you'll be going to tell them that you are pregnant. I just said it. You see, when the oil is pouring and the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you. So when the Spirit of God is upon you, whatever the Spirit does, you also can do it. And you won't do it because of you. It's the Spirit. It's the Spirit. And anybody here who is looking for the fruit of the womb, this is your time in the name of Jesus. I told them, exactly the time the doctor asked them to come and see them, they went. When they went, they did the test. In fact, before they went, they did the test. And it was positive. That meant they were pregnant. But I just said, oh, you go again. They did everything. Everything they did. They said, oh, you are pregnant. The doctor was very surprised. As I'm talking now, just a week after these people dedicated their baby, they also dedicated their baby. They also dedicated their baby. Hey! One of our ladies, she's been in church for a very long time. She was believing God for marriage. Look, Bishop, she's beautiful. And even when you are beautiful, you know men will come to you. Beautiful. Men upon men. Abroad. Ghana. African abroad. African abroad can be Togo. It can be because they are abroad Africa. Yeah. They are abroad Africa. I remember when we were in school, secondary school. We are not traveling before. And one of the brothers traveled to Gambia and came. Hey! Gambia, Bakoko, I said, Wakoko, Abrochiri. Missy, that's not blame. Hey! So, and she'll come and tell me, Bishop, it's been long, so it even started from pastor to reverend to bishop. This brother has come, but she says he wants to sleep with me. So I said, don't let him go. This brother has come. Every day, then I told her, look, don't worry. You will marry. You will marry. As long as the anointing is in the house, you will marry. Hallelujah. And there's nobody here who will not marry. Look, what did God say? It is not good that the man should be alone. That's what God said. And so he made for the man a help meet, which means that every woman here has been made to marry. That's as simple as that. If you don't believe it, that's your case. Hallelujah. I told her you will marry. Hey, 33. Hey, daddy, time will go. So don't worry. It will work. 34. Hey, daddy, are you ready? Too much. Hallelujah. 35. Suddenly, a brother appears. Hey! 35. So recently, I was talking to somebody. So, how old is the? He said, "Oh, the lady is not married. How old is the?" So, church. I said, "She's still young." Why did I? Because what I've seen it before. What I've seen now, 30 years is a young lady. 33 years is a young lady. Hallelujah. I said, "You look. We were in the church when she had her wedding with the handsome young gentleman before our eyes. Your breakthrough is also going to happen in the name of Jesus. Before our very eyes, you will come and tell us the job you have received. Before our very eyes, you will come and tell us that we should go and dedicate your car. Every time you pass by the car park, you see the car park. Hey, car says, you say, the Ben, the messenger, the Abesia, the Ben. I say that it is going to happen in the name of Jesus. Hey! Very soon, you are coming to Bishop, and you are going to introduce a certain beloved to Bishop. Bishop now, or who beloved now? On what because say, hey, them my pan, you know, who say he, what you say? Hey, somebody's receiving it, receive it in the name of Jesus. Hey, it will come to pass. You will go and put your contract, the contract that people are bidding for it. Everybody's going, people are going to see people to go and fasten it, hasten it, and all those. You have come for fresh oil. I said that the oil is going to make the difference. And then the Bible says that these people. And the Spirit of the Lord will come upon thee, and thou shalt prophesy with them, and shall be turned into what? It means that the Spirit and the anointed ability to change you, and you are going to change. I see some people changing here in the name of Jesus. Some of you, your change is academic change. But the anointing has the ability to change you to become a brilliant student. Hey, I've seen it before. Yeah. Recently, they came to tell us that one of our Safe Chapel guys have gained admission to the university. When I heard it, I gave glory to God. I said, this guy has been walking here. This guy has gained admission to the university. I said, oh Lord, you are God. If you can do this, Bible says, you shall be turned into another man. This evening is the night of you turning into another man, another woman, another person. It means that you are turning, your business is taking another turn, a turn for the better in the name of Jesus. Life is changing. Everything is changing. How is it going to change? He said, you shall anoint him with the oil. There is something in the oil, and that thing, when it comes on you, it makes the Holy Spirit also what come upon you, and whatever it is that you are believing God for, that is dead in your life, God is going to do it for you. Hallelujah. Is it a fresh oil convention? Did you come here expecting to receive? Do you believe God is going to touch you? This evening I'm going to pray for you, and I'm going to let you be anointed. You are going to anoint yourself with oil. When you anoint yourself with oil, believe, know that something has changed. The another man means another business, another finance, another everything has come upon you. And then you shall begin to see. You will suddenly realize that things are happening in your life. What is happening to me? You'll be asking yourself, what is happening to me? You that you have not been able to save more than 10,000 cedis in your account, suddenly you realize that these days you've been withdrawing money, and yet you seem to have a lot of money in your account. What is happening? It by the reason of the anointing. By the reason of the anointing. Something that you have tried to negotiate, you have done everything, it has not worked, but suddenly you see that you don't know how, but it's working. I said there is something in the oil that is going to make things work for you. Listen, you are going to turn into another man from tonight. The people who know you, when they see you, they'll be surprised. They may not come and tell you, but they will say, something. Haven't you seen people say, there is something has changed about it. You don't know what they did, but something. You see, if it's by the Spirit, you can't explain, but you know that something has changed. And I believe that it's changing. Thank you, Father, for tonight. Thank you for tonight.